हरिः ओ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरिगौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Okay, page 83. Siddhanta. Akashorn Tan Tara Tvadi Vyapare Shat. Akasha refers to Paramatma because the text describes qualities of a person other than the jiva. And the word Brahman means the greatest. Because right? Otherwise, you can take Brahman just to mean the Brahman. But here it means Brahman means the greatest. Because that's Brahman is the greatest. So then, but here, because you're applying it to a person, then that means greatest doesn't mean impersonal. Greatest means the person is the greatest. Does that make sense? Yeah. Akasha is Paramatma only, not the liberated jiva. Why? Because of other indications. The meaning is this. The Akasha is described as something other than the jiva in a liberated state. Artan taratvadi, since it accomplishes nirvahita, names and forms. Right? So the jiva is illusion by name and forms. He may give name and forms. He's not the one who's accomplishing names and forms. Right? You can say, no, but they gave the name. But where's the principle of giving things names comes from? That's the point. That doesn't come from the jiva. That's the eternal principle. The Lord gives that. Right? The things have names, they have forms, they have activities, they have results. That's all coming from Krishna. That's not coming from anywhere else. Right? Yeah. No. Yes?
Impersonals, do they accept Paramatma as the future of the world?
They accept it, yes, but as in the mode of goodness. They only accept that Brahman, the impersonal Brahman, you know, that means the... So that's what we mean by exclusive oneness, right? They only accept that aspect of there's only monism. And so, therefore, they'll accept that Paramatma, being Vishnu, is the topmost form of material existence that you can get. So they'll take it, he's the topmost form of goodness.
So they just reverse? Like we say Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, and they say Brahman, Paramatma, and then Bhagavan?
That I'm not sure if they go that far, whether they even make a distinction so much between Paramatma and Bhagavan. But in any case, yes, they reverse it. But yeah.
Because here we say that Brahman is the greatest, and we say that's Paramatma.
No, we just mean that feature of the greatest means it, but because it's the qualities are the Akash, which supports name and form, and which exists. Without these is Brahman and immortality. He is Atma, right? So it's referring to an individual. So that means then, where you have the greatness and there's an individual, then that would mean Paramatma, right? Because when you're talking about the personal, that'll be Bhagavan. When you're talking about the greatness, that'll be Brahman. But when you're talking about personal and greatness, that will be Paramatma, which is in the middle. Like, so his feature that he's God, he's the creator, maintainer, destroyer, witness, judge, you know, all these different aspects, whatever qualities we want to give, then that is applied, that's why we say localized. It means it's the person that is localized, it's this aspect. So we're not talking about his pastimes. Right? So he'll have name, form, qualities, but not pastimes. Right? Not that he's not having pastimes. In other words, Paramatma is Bhagavan. But the point is we're not seeing that aspect of him. That's why then he's called Paramatma. You understand? There's this whole thing is that he is who he is, but depending upon which feature is being manifest and how we're perceiving it, then there's a particular name. You know, so much of the time is, see, we judge everything on ourselves when it's convenient and on others when it's not. Right? Yeah, and he does. So just like here, just a parallel thing where we just give the thing. Okay, then the, I'm not sure where it's stated. But one of the acharyas brings out the point that the jivas manifesting, we see they manifest from Krishna, from Balaram, or from Kiradakshai Vishnu. In Jiva Dharma, okay. So he mentions these three. So then that becomes a problem. You know, because of course, because it's about us, it has to be from Krishna, and then somehow or another we're here. We wouldn't like it that it's exactly Paramatma. So basically you see is you have Jnana, Kriya, and Icha, right? So now the point is Krishna, he says, as you surrender, he reciprocates. So it's the same person. But how you deal is how he reciprocates. You know that example Rupa Goswami, I think it's Rupa Goswami gives, Nectar Devotion, when Krishna comes into the assembly of the Brajabasis from the field. Right? The gopis see him as the supreme lover. Mother Jashoda sees him as her son. The cowherd boys as his best friend. You know, like this, everybody sees in all these, the demons see him as, death personified. Does that make sense? So, when we say we manifest from Krishna, Balaram, or Kiradakshai Vishnu, what are we talking about here?
Our relationship.
Our relationship. That's the whole point. It's not that we're taking that it's a physical thing. But it means we see Krishna, we don't see someone, so attractive and everything like that. Then it's not Krishna. Okay, if we see that supreme position, that authority, things like that, God, then that takes Balaram. But if we just see is that, we just see the energies and all that, we don't see him, that means then we're Mahavishnu. Right? So that's the whole thing. It's not him. We're taking, we're from here, so, the old, but if you're from Krishna, that would be a superior position of that. No, souls are all the same. Because when we distinguish, but a soul from Mahavishnu would be better, less than one from Balaram is less than one from Krishna. Like that. That means we're seeing a difference in souls. And Gita, what does it say? What mode is controlling that?
Passion.
So, and what's the passion about? Our social position. Our status. So because of status, we're looking at it from passion and making this distinction. But it's how we interact. Prabhupada's seeing the deities, it's directly Krishna. We're seeing the deities, and on a good day, we're dealing with Lakshmi Narayan. It means it's Radha Madhava, but how they're going to reciprocate is as Lakshmi Narayan. Because we're there at Mangal Artik only because we're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? It means if Krishna was woken up by the pujaris at 4 o'clock and the curtains opened at 4:30, right, for darshan, but our first program, our main first program, our Mangal Artik was at 10 in the morning, we might be fully comfortable with that. You understand?
Only once a week.
And not Sunday. Okay, Saturday, you get up a little, then you go to the Mangal Artik, then you get in the camper van and go out for like that, and then, yes. Does that make sense? So, but The Brajbasis want to be there. If Krishna is able to be seen at 4:30 in the morning, they want to be there. Right? So as soon as Radha and Krishna wake up, the gopis are there. In fact, they're there before they wake up because they're the ones waking them up, making the arrangements. Right? Then, when he's going to first wake up in the morning, then Mother Jashoda and Purnamasi, like this, or Radharani, then you have Jatila, and, you know, like this. Somebody's there, right? Because you know, they're first thing in the morning. They're there. Then, when Krishna gets up and goes out, then what's the first thing? Then the cowherd boys and the cows. Right? You know, the servants will act naturally see, depending on where they are, yes.
But they have something to do there.
No, they want to see Krishna. Okay, let us take this for an example. Does the boy or girl actually have anything to do there at the shoes? No. Okay, yeah. Okay. Does that make sense? Yeah. So, they want to see Krishna. So that's why they're there. And while they're there, they're doing something. So then that becomes service. Why is it service? Because it's expressing a mood. It's expressing the devotion. That's why then that becomes the standard for us who are following the Pancharatrik. So we don't know what to do. So then it's said, okay, 4:30 in the morning, you're there seeing Krishna. So we're there because we're supposed to be. Therefore, then Radha Madhava reciprocate with us as Lakshmi Narayan. It's Radha Madhava, but they're reciprocating with us because that's the only reason we're there. You know what I'm saying? So we're there, we're seeing Radha Madhava. Prabhupada's there, he's seeing Radha, but we're seeing two different features. You understand? So that's the whole thing. That's the point of that. The Vaidhi turns into Rag. We're thinking, oh, it's a completely separate system. No, it's a completely separate view. System's one system. You don't need a new system. Mother Jashoda cooks, it's not that when Radharani cooks, it's something different. Right? The technique is the same. You know, so that's the whole point. Or we see that in the afternoon, Radharani doesn't go to Nandagaon to cook. The gopis go. Right? Then they make the arrangements. Right? So it's not that it's a different style of cooking. It's the techniques are the same. Right? So what's the difference is the consciousness. So that's what we're getting into here is that therefore this whole thing of Paramatma, Brahman and Bhagavan is one entity, non-dual, three different features, depending upon how we're looking. So that's why it says that the pure devotees, they don't see the material world, actually. It's not that they don't see what we're looking at. It means the forms, the names, but they see Krishna also along with it. So therefore, it's different how they view. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So when we come to the platform of Asakti, then does Radha Madhav, which were previously as Lakshmi Narayan,
it's just a matter of what your mood is. Let's say you have a Sri Vaishnav, then there's still going to be Lakshmi Narayan.
No, for the Gaudiyas.
But I'm just saying, it depends on your mood. Why it has to be a Shakti? Why not Ruchi?
Ruchi is just a...
Just a taste, that's all, yes. If there's taste, there's enthusiasm, right?
Yeah.
Then? And then when you sang a Sakti in this Radha Madhava, how much percentage Radha Madhava? How much Lakshmi Narayan, how much Radha Madhava? The first wink was one and the other wink was the other one. Or when they wave, that means then they're this, but if they wink, then it means they're that. What if one winks and one waves? What if Giriraj is going like this? Means he ate all the laddus before the offer. You understand? So the point is you don't have to calculate like that. These positions are there for... Wow.
That was quick.
Yeah, I'm impressed. That's a new one. Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
The old one got spoiled.
Oh, I see.
If you repair it twice, you can get it.
Okay.
Pragmatic.
Okay, so it got spoiled, means it got used to being lazy and doing nothing, and so it didn't want to do anything again.
Okay. Actually, the protective glass is gone, so again it will...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good.
Creation was
Maha from
Vishnu.
From
the
Wow, okay.
Got tired.
So then, don't throw it out then.
It's there.
Okay.
This discussion, it seems to be that we have Partiva, Svargiya, and then Vaikuntha.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, we have what's given by the Acharyas. And even Brahma, in the Brahma Samhita, he says, Shamasundara Machincha Gunasvarupam. This is the meditation of, he meditates and we meditate. As the Lord was in the heart. So he manifests all the qualities, pastimes, the names, and everything.
Yes.
So it's given by the Acharyas. But it's not our own meditation. It's what's given.
Yes, but it's how much we realize of what's given. You know, it's just like, let's say you're learning mathematics. Okay, and so then you're in third grade. What are you given? Right? But how much is there? Right? So someone who knows the whole thing, then they'll say at this stage you do this. But the point is what do the numbers change?
No.
No. So it's our realization of the numbers that changes. Like I remember when we first were trying to introduce the Vedic math, it was a big problem. Because it didn't make any sense. Right? Here's the Vedic math, it's the Vedic system. And, then we've studied math and all that. It made no sense. Same numbers, everything like that made no sense. Then, Kurma Chaitanya came along. And then, because he was a math major, then, not from what he studied as a math major, but in that time, they now and again, if they can, they like to have a little fun. So they showed them all these alternative math systems. Like that. Just as a small little thing just on the side for fun. Not as that they'd ever use it. So because he had been exposed to that, then the Vedic math made sense because it was made out of all those alternatives. So then once he explained it, it was even more simple than the modern math. But because of conditioning, you could only see the numbers in a particular way. You couldn't see that they could do something else. Numbers can only do this. You can't do something else with them. Does that make sense? So that's then what happens is it's our conditioning. We see it in that way, but not that the Acharyas see it in that way. So they're seeing that complete whole, but they're giving us what we can see at a particular time. So what's changing is our consciousness. Right? So that means then we take it from, when we talk about these things, we're not talking about the spiritual world. We're talking about the material world. So therefore you can say is they're coming from this aspect or that aspect. So if you're taking from there, then material conditioning means Mahavishnu. If we're interested in Vaikuntha, then it would be Balaram. If we're interested in Braj, it would be Krishna. So as we develop and move to that, then that's our relationship, that's our connection. So it's just a matter of how we see Krishna. That's then we'll say we've come from this plane. It's not that it's a physical locality. Does that make sense? So when we say Vaikuntha Rasa, that's not that doesn't have divisions. It'll have majesty or sweetness, it'll have the five rasas, like that. But rasa meaning that there's ashray, vishay, you know, vritti, all these different things. These are all, that's set. Right? So even you have, take our standard, the column there. Okay? So, how you say? The ashray means that that set of bricks there is the ashray for those qualities of the column, right? So the strength and, you know, whatever we, attributes we want to give to the column, right? But then you also, so the vritti will be those qualities, right? We'll say there's a column, it has a nature, right? So that those bricks are the place for the shelter for the vritti or those qualities of, let's say, strength. Let's just take strength as one. Okay? So now, if it's made out of bricks, that has good strength. If we make it out of cream cheese, then it's a column. But strength probably wouldn't be the quality that came to mind, right? You know, something nice to eat, that would be the vritti you would attribute. Right? You know, it's like if I have a mountain out of rock, then we'll attribute strength and all those things, non-movability and all that. But let's say if it's a mountain of cream cheese, then we'll give the vritti of edibility, you know.
Ecstasy.
Ecstasy. Static love. Yes, static love and all that. And then, let us say it's the cream cheese. Okay, so then what's the vishai? The vishai is going to be the bagel and the person who's going to eat it. Mm-hmm. Right? That whole process. You know what I'm saying? So here is then you can appreciate that because you're leaning on it. Right? Does that make sense? So you become the vishai. Or, you know, the arch above it in the roof, that's the vishai. You know what I'm saying? So the column has meaning because the vishak is the roof. So that's the thing, is the quality of these three together is what makes nature. That's why we can't make things up. This modern concept, I'll give any attribute I want or any, you know, I do it any way I want, is totally bogus. Because the point is no, the nature is there, the vritti is there, and it has particular ashray. Strengths has particular ashrays. You know, so it has to be something of earth. You know, if we're talking about the stationary thing. Does that make sense? You know. So let us say, okay, if we're talking about the social thing, then we would expect leadership to have that strength. Or if it's in the family, then it would be the, you know, elder members of the family would be have that strength. You know, it's like if the three-year-old kid is the one that has the strength and holding the whole family together, that's not your ideal ashray. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Not that they don't do that sometimes, but they're not the main. They're gaining it from association with those who are strong. So the parents are strong, therefore the child picks that up, then at times the weakness of the parent, then the child can apply that as a temporary thing. Right? And then you'll see the situation in which it's manifest. So there's natural forms for all these natures. You know, just like, okay, now we have Bhima. Okay? Now, that is a very natural, and you say, good ashray for the Kshatriya chivalry. Right? And so those they match very nicely. Now, where do you see that? At the gambling match?
No.
No. But you put them on the battlefield, and there's some elephants, you see it. You understand? That's the whole thing. That's why everything has a nature according to its qualities and where it should be applied. That's what Dharma is about. So the Dharma, given in the Dharma Shastras, is simply explaining what's the nature of everything and what's the ideal situation and interaction and who's involved. And the way we say, oh no, we don't care about that, means we don't care about Dharma, because that's where it is. then you go back from there. Does that make sense? So that's what we're trying to do. Okay, if we can't build the column out of bricks, okay, then we could use steel, we could use cement, we could use wood, you know. And then steel, we could use girders, or we could use pipes, or, you know, different things. So depending on what it is, okay, let's say I want to do pipes, but for pipes to hold up that, I would probably have to weld many, many pipes together, you know, and make some kind of, you know, engineering kind of design and, you know, triangulation, all that kind of stuff, to get the same effect that those bricks are getting. Right? So that's the whole thing, is that everything has its nature, and that's already defined. Then it's a matter of, we take from the Shastra so that we know what it is, and then from there we apply it, and then we make it work. But we already know what it is, so we can do that. So this idea, we speculate and say, oh no, but this one, this doesn't have to do that. You know, the dog will be in the house, you know, watching TV, and we'll have the man outside on his hands and knees and growling and barking. You know what I'm saying? You have this dog outside the house, you know, snarling and everything like that, you're a little worried. But if there's a guy out there snarling and all that, you're not worried at all. Depends. If he stays on his hands and knees, then, you know, how much can he bite you, you know? You know, how quick is he, you know, like that. That may be worried, yes. Did I come to the right house? Yeah. Yes.
So the confusion might be is that Mahaprabhu gives the general mood. He says, you know, Jiva Swarupa Hare Krishna Nitya Das. That's general. But then specific, because Partiva and Vaikuntha, but we talk about Golok actually.
Means Vaikuntha just means anything on the other side of Yuraj.
Yeah. But Golok, why I'm saying Golok, because it's very similar, apparently, to Partiva Rasa. Because Vaikuntha is everything is set up. It's very strict.
No, but the senses are engaged and everything there, but it's all according to, it's all Krishna conscious. That's what we're saying. Rasa, the senses being engaged with the sense objects, doesn't change whether it's Partiva, Swargiya, or Vaikuntha. What changes is the consciousness. Partiva means sense object. You know, so Ashray, Vishay, and the particular vrittis that are being, you know, the particular rasa that's being appreciated. Then that's there. Let's say, okay, the tongue and something to eat, right? Now, the difference is Partiva, it's about the sensual experience you get. Swargiya, it's about that interaction relationship that's there, like the mother feeding the child or eating with friends or something like that. Vaikuntha means it's about Krishna. So you see Krishna in it and that. But the actual engagement of the senses, the particular taste that's there, that doesn't change. You're eating something salty, it'll be salty on all three levels. And it's the same process. You put it in your mouth, the tongue is tasting it. The difference is in the consciousness. So that's what we're saying, is all these things are consciousness. We're still, we tend to think along time and space. But time and space, then that's your jnana and kriya. Because who's the icha? Ourself. But we have to switch it that the icha is Krishna. And if it's there, then we start to see it's not time and space. It's about the consciousness. And so then, based on the consciousness, then all these other things match. So, therefore, nature, therefore, if we take parental rasa in its highest position, where's the perfect ashram? Mother Jashoda. Right? So, in other words, that rasa is also there in the other parents, but not as, it's not, the, it, it's perfect and as connected to Krishna, but it doesn't have that same depth and intensity as it will with Mother Jashoda. Right? So, therefore, we're starting off with what is there. So what is Krishna? Krishna's rasa. So then that means then there's the exchange and appreciation of that rasa. So who's going to... In other words, Krishna is, let's say, Adi Rasa. Who's going to appreciate that? Right? Only the gopis. Yeah, and a few confidential cowherd boys. Mother Yashoda, does Krishna have girlfriends? No, he's just a little kid. What would he be doing with all that? Now, him getting married, that would be a nice thing. You know, that's definitely when he grows up. When he grows up, because now he's just a kid. You know, Balaram comes back to Vrindavan, right? He's already king in Dwarka, so he's not a little kid. When he comes back, Mother Yashoda just picks him up, puts him on her lap, and cries, and, you know, deals with him as if he was before he left. Is that, you know, so that's the thing, is that rasa, that has its natural forms. It doesn't change. It's not about the external points. But for us, it's about the external, the time, the place, the circumstance, all these different things like this. That's all there is. If everything's perfect, then I'm satisfied. If it's not perfect, I'm not satisfied. But is there any rasa yet? Well, they just say, okay, it's the anniversary, the guy goes in, he looks at all the arrangements, it's just the way he wanted them, he goes, moves a few things, and now he's satisfied, it's perfect. But where's the rasa? Hasn't happened yet. Right? Does that make sense? You know,
so can we say that the rasa actually, it's not in sambandha, it's not in prayojana, it's in abhidhaya, it's when the interaction happens.
That's where it happens. But what you're experiencing, that comes from prayojana. That bliss, that's coming from prayojana. But it's abhideya. That's why Govindaji is our main deity. Like, even though you take prayojana as the main, and that's love for Krishna and all that, Gopinath, he's not our main deity. Govindaji is our main deity. So otherwise, it's like, who's the acharya of Gopinath?
Raghunath
Das, but whose deity is it? Madhu Pandit. So do we ever get into, is there ever a discussion? Have you ever heard anybody discuss that? Well, who's the Prayojana Acharya? It's his deity, and, you know, Rupa Goswami's deity is Govinda, and then he's the, you know, Abhideya Acharya, and Madan Mohan is Sanatan Goswami's deity, and he is the Sambandha Acharya. Madhu Pandit's deity is Gopinath, so wouldn't that make him the, you know, Prayojana Acharya? But then, no, but it's discussed that it's Raghunath Das. So then what's going on here? Why is this happening? My world's falling apart here. You know, it's not logical. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing, because our focus is on Govinda. So it's Govinda who's, you know, you're getting all those things, but it's the interaction, like you're saying. That's where rasa is tasted. Because how much rasa is tasted in Shanta Ras? Right? Means for them, it's full, it's complete, they're satisfied. But for the Brajbasis, that's not your prominent rasa. Even though it's Goloka, and that's all about where the cows live, but it's the environment in which, in other words, that's Sandini. That's the environment in which Krishna wants to taste rasa. Yeah.
So then Mahaprabhu came to give Unatajvala rasa, but then it's mentioned there it's four rasas, but can we say it's actually about Madhurya?
That's what's the uniqueness that's not given before. You can say Braja Prema in general, but then the gopis. But then the gopis is also there. It means others talk about them, the Nimarkas talk about them, the Vallabhas know they're there, but that's not so much their focus. Like that. Because even there, when the pujaris, when they dress the deities, the head pujari dressed Srinathji, but his wife dresses Radharani.
Yeah.
Because they're in parental ras.
Right.
So he can't deal with the daughter. Right? So it means these, all these, they recognize they're there. But they don't. So they'll see as she's, you know, Krishna's, like, his wife. It may be in the Parakeya, but, you know, they know that as energy and energetic, they go together. But, you know, rasa is there. So, but the uniqueness is then, is that it's not just, you know, Vrindavan, it's not just gopis, but it's those following Radharani. That's what makes it Braj. Because the mood of Radharani is what makes it Braj or not. So if we see her in that mood, then we can, she'll reciprocate in that mood. We'll see that aspect. But otherwise, if we make it too formal in this and that, then it'll take on another. So Lord Chaitanya is giving that aspect. But because it's the highest, then there's, you have to get, go through something. And one can say, oh, the highest, it doesn't, we don't, that's why we don't care about the rules. But what's our relationship with Radharani? That generic statement, Jivir Sarup Hoy, Krishna Nitya Das, applies in generic to all souls, but it applies specific to us. You know, so we're, our relationship with Radharani and Lord Chaitanya, because he's taking the mood of Radharani, is servitorship. So in that way, it's both generic and specific. You know? And so, how is it then we would have that relationship? Because the general rule is that you have, with the living entities in the spiritual world, you have the relationship of friendship. That's what you have with everybody. Krishna will be the specific rasa, and then Radharani will match that. So, having that relationship with Krishna can only then mean that if it's Braja Krishna, then it's got to be Braja Radharani. And so that will give the highest. What part can we play? Unlimited, and 1/10,000 the tip of the hair. What can we actually add? How? Because if it's Krishna and us, then, you know, it's 1/10,000 the tip of the hair of bliss. You know, and Krishna's will interact. But as and Prema Samputta mentions that Radharani's, all the other gopis, their bliss that they can give to Krishna is like one mustard seed. But Radharani is like Mount Meru. Right? So that's the biggest mountain there is. Goes through all the planetary systems. Right? Right? And it's made out of gold. Right? So, you know.
Matches.
Yeah, it matches. Yeah. And mustard seed, not big, not gold. But still. You know, it's sad. It has substance. So, therefore, a mustard seed or Mount Meru, right? So then, obviously, if you want to please Krishna, not yourself, then it's got to be Mount Meru. So now, Mount Meru plus a mustard seed. Now that there you have something. So Meru is there, and you can add a mustard seed's more of pleasure. That's the position. Understand? So that's what's never been given before, because none of the other acharyas talk about that. means Gaudiyas talk about that. Outside the Gaudiya line, no one talks about that. Even if they talk about Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, which they do, the Madhvas, the Shris, the Nimbar, they all talk. But the difference is they're not talking this aspect of Braj. That's what's unique. That's what's never been given before. Because otherwise, Radha Krishna worship, spontaneous devotional service, that's been given by Nimbarka. But within that, then Braj, that's not been given. In fact, one time, I forget when it was, who dealt with it? I think Kesha Maharaj. The Nimbarka Sampradaya actually tried to make a court case against the Gaudiya Sampradaya that we're taking their whole process, you know, Raganuga Bhakti and worship of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, that we stole it from them, so we're not actually our own line like that. And I think, I'm not sure who it was, I don't know if they came to, or it was referred to Kesha Maharaj. And the Kesha Maharaj just says, okay, you want to take it to court? Fine. But you can't even prove that Nimbarkacharya existed. You know? We all know he existed. But you don't have any evidence. So as far as the court goes, you don't even have a case. You know, it's like, at least we can say we have a Sampradaya. You can't actually prove you have one. And so the case was dropped and everything went on. Right. So this is the principles that what he's given that's the uniqueness, is that fineness that's there. Right? So now, here's the point we're going to get back to. That shows that one, but the other one is then, oh, but all this Vaidhi Bhakti, we're just into this higher rug. But if we're our mood of servant, servant doesn't do things and follow, you know, patterns and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, this idea is, though, it's just spontaneous, just whatever happens, whenever it happens, that's not a servant. Maybe the person they're serving, you know what I'm saying? Radharani's in ecstasy or Krishna's in ecstasy, maybe they don't do things according to a standard method, but that does that mean everybody else is not making the standard arrangements? Right. So, the kunj is there. So it's just any old kunj, and just, you know, Radha Krishna are over on that side, and we thought, oh, this one way over here would be nicer for today. But no, they're there. You arrange there. You know, flowers according to season, this and that, or, you know, like these kind of things like that. And then them being there, then, you know, standard things are going to be there. There's going to be fans, there's going to be water, there's going to be whatever arrangements are according to the season and everything like that, time of the day. So everything's regulated. But the mood is spontaneous. That's what makes it Braja Bhakti. So this idea is that everybody's just, you know, like a room full of bohemians where they're just doing whatever they like, whenever they like, saying whatever they like, doing whatever they like. That's not actually our line. Good to know, isn't it? You know, it may go down well in France and, you know, little pockets of artistes, you know, around the world, but in Braj, no. That's why then for us, Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti are the same form, two different moods. And then in Bhava Bhakti, then what matches to the mood, that's what's done. So it's not that it's just anything goes. It's specific. If the mood is this, this is what goes with it. The mood is that, that's what goes with it. That's how it works. You know? Yes?
Just trying to, you know, put everything together.
Okay.
And then that. So, can we say that we have Dasya towards Mahaprabhu and Radharani, but with Krishna it is Madhurja, because otherwise, where's the Madhurja?
Yeah, that's the whole point. But, that's the point. It's Mount Meru plus a mustard seed. So our conjugal relationship is not direct. It's through arranging for Radharani to be with Krishna. Because it's not about... It's about rasa. It's not about senses. So we're thinking, oh, unless we're interacting with Krishna, then you can't taste conjugal rasa. No. It's when Radharani and Krishna are interacting, then we can taste. So, yes, it's about senses and sense object, but it's about Radha and Krishna's senses and each other's senses and each other as this object. That's what we're arranging. Does that make sense? So that's how it's done. And then, of course, people will try to throw in, no, but there are times when Radharani arranges, she's so pleased with this servant, she arranges like that. But why would we emphasize that if that's not the main aspect? That's what the Sahajiyas emphasize.
So they focus on themselves, actually.
They focus on themselves. It's not actually about you know, Vaikuntha Rasa. Like that. It's about themselves. That's what makes Sahajiyas. They put themselves into that position without actually, just like, they put themselves in that position by the mechanics, not by the rasa. Like someone was asking once, you know, they're meditating on this nice pastime of Krishna and all the devotees and all that, and it's going really well. The meditation is going so nicely. And then they became so enthusiastic, they wanted to do something. So then in their meditation, they started doing something in the pastime, and then the whole thing just disappeared. Right? So then you ask, why? It's because we don't belong there. You know, what happens to a nice party when someone shows up that no one wants there? So it's just, but you can say, no, but I wanted to be there. But it's like that guy wanted to be at the party. The guy who crashed it, he wants to be there. No one else wants him there. Why don't they want him there? Because the mood's not right. That's the difference between sahajyas and bona fide sampradaya. Bona fide sampradaya, you never put yourself there. Sahajis, they always imagine, now I'm going to the Jamuna, I'm collecting the water, and now I'm coming and rolling around on the bank of the Jamuna, you know, just remembering Radha Krishna's pastimes, and then someone has to come and remind me, and oh yes, and then, you know, that's sahajis. Like that.
On that point, then when we want to do service to Krishna, for example, we sit in the kirtan, or we participate in arati. We do it to please him.
Yes.
So we're not interacting in his pastimes.
We're acting in the Sankirtan pastimes, what's given. So the Pancharatrika aspect. We function within that realm of Vaidhi.
So when we function like that, that's bona fide.
That's bona fide, because that's what's been given to us. Now, on the Uttam platform, we've been given the pastimes themselves. The Krishna book is there, the Bhagavatam, you know, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can remember, but it's there. It's remembering the Lord and his devotees and what they did. You know? You know, it's like Lord Chaitanya is there with Lord Dintananda and Advaitacharya serving prasad like this. And then, you know, some fight, you know, argument comes between Advaitacharya and Lord Nityananda, and then Lord Nityananda throws some rice at Advaitacharya and he's dancing in ecstasy. We leave it at that. It's not that we're sitting there also. We throw some rice at Advaitacharya. No. that we just don't do that. You understand? Because...
Just in case.
Yeah, yeah. Well, could I throw the pakura? You know. So that's the whole point, is we don't do that. We just remember the pastimes as they are. Right? Because the point is when one comes to the Uttam platform, then when you're in your spiritual form, then you can take part. But the point is until you actually come where you head?
Varna.
The Varna, then Smarana, then starts with an A.
Apan.
Then you can actually take part in the pastime. Because before that, you have to be trained by those who are taking part. Like that. So it's all a matter of training. We're thinking spontaneous means just you just do whatever you like, whenever you want. Like, you know, but that gets old fast. You know, the guy gets up and he can't play the instrument, but he goes and does something, and everyone's, you know, that's nice. But how many times can he do that? Yeah, once. That's it. You know, you're walking along with your friend, and you know, there's the little bridge over the water, and hey, let's, you know, and they jump in, you know, off the bridge. How many times can you do that? Like, once, right? As kids a few times, but as adults, once. So all this, oh, he's so spontaneous that you can only do it once. So actually, is it spontaneous? That's whimsical. So spontaneous is something that you like, you can do again and again and again. That's what's not understood, is we tend to take that all these elements, they are simply external. It's the particular form and names we're doing, but that's what this verse is about. It means it's not about... He gives the form and names. That's why it has that potency, not us. You like that? So the spontaneity means then when you come to that platform, you have to be trained. Now, of course, no conditioning, training goes much quicker. Right, there's no conditioning to get in the way of training, but the point is that with that training, then taking that mood that the Brajbasis have of that love for Krishna, right? So that's the smarana dasa. We have to catch that mood, then we adjust how we fit in, how we're trained to fit in. Then being absorbed in that comes to samadhi. In Smarana Dasa, then Apan Dasa, then we can be introduced into the pastimes. And then we can take part. But we're still servant. We're still servant of the servant of the servant. We're not just, you know, suddenly we're introduced and we're right in there. you know, it's the whole scene, us, you know, Radha and Krishna, and ourself is still sitting there in the kunj. You know, it's not, it doesn't work like that. Does that make sense?
When I'm doing...
Here, just as a side point, just, and for fun, as we're discussing Sutra 1341 from Vedanta Sutra, right? That's what we're saying, is there's that it's all the same connected, it's just how you're viewing it. But, yes?
When I'm participating, like when I'm doing service and deity worship, then I'm imagining that I'm like from the past time.
Yeah, no need to do that, because it's not important, because unless you have that mood, because we say, even you have your spiritual body in the spiritual world, until you get to Apandas, you're not actually directly introduced and take part in the pastime. You take part with the eternal associates, but you don't take part directly with Radha and Krishna. So therefore, if you can't take past even on that liberated platform until you come to that qualification, why would we do that now?
I don't do it on purpose. It just reminds me, like when I'm making a dharma.
That's nice, but don't do it. Just like the guy would like to just touch the girl. He just likes to. It's not that it's, that... You understand?
Yeah.
You know, it's just he came up the stairs and saw the maha. He just wanted to eat it. You know? Even though that was being, packed for some special guest or this... So even you get something out of it, it doesn't mean anybody else's. And so why is it we should get? We just know that they're doing these pastimes and we're just doing what we can, that's authorized for us to do.
But devotees often also speak like that, you see a bunch of girls making garlands or something, and a senior devotee comes in and, oh, it's like Krishna's gopis or something like
that. Yeah, because they're following the footsteps like that. See, as in the Pancharatra, within the 16 items, then you can be worship offering those, just like you can offer. You're authorized to offer an artik or offerings or bodhis like this. Within that, you can do. You understand?
No, so you can.
Artik is there. It's in the Pancharatric system, you offer the artik. So that in meditation you can do. You can do that worship by meditation within the Pancharatric. What we're saying is the pastimes of the Lord that are described, you can't take part in those. Because what are you supposed to do there? Artik is at this time that you're supposed to do. These other things, you can't say whether you're supposed to do. What's your service? So you that's why it says someone should do their own service, not someone else's service. And we're saying, oh, but that's such a restricting rule. But that's the way it is in the spiritual world.
Mm.
One of the gopis, their service is bringing the water for the bath. Or another one is for, putting on the kajal or the different things like that. You don't, just because you could do it, you don't do it. Someone else is their service. So these are eternal rules that are there in the spiritual world. But they're so that all these different tastes are there. The point is, because it's about Radha and Krishna's taste, not our taste. We're looking at it. No, but I want to put the cut. But it's not your taste to give Krishna. Krishna wants that from this devotee. That's why they have that service.
Yeah.
And we'll have a different service.
I'm just saying more that, when I've been doing the service, it's reminded me of the pastimes.
It reminds you of the pastimes. That's fine. Then from there, go into the pastimes. That's great. Just don't put yourself in the pastimes. You understand?
So, I'll think about it.
You're not there.
But I'm making the garland, so then I'm like...
Yeah, and then you're going to give it to who?
The Bhajani.
Right, so we're servant of the servant of the servant.
Yeah.
Right? The guy drives up in the black limo, right? Then the celebrity gets out of the back seat. Right? Now, if the chauffeur gets out and walks down the red carpet there and they're taking pictures and doing you're helping those who are doing. Because the point is we're going to give it, even if you're the pujari, he gives it to the spiritual master. The spiritual master offers it.
Yeah.
Right? Because he'll give it to whoever he gives it to until it gets up to whoever is offering it to Krishna.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah.
You understand? Yeah. That's why we say dasana, dasana, das. Yeah. That's just to get the idea. Lord Chaitanya says, you know, servant of the servant 1,000 times removed, right? So that's the thing. And we're thinking, oh, the farther back, then it's a problem. But the farther back, the more you appreciate. Right? Radha and Krishna are there. Then Lalita Shakya is there, so she directly sees that. Then she appreciates that. So Radha and Krishna are in ecstasy, but her Lalitas will be even more than that. Right? Behind that, Rupa Goswami, then they'll see, then it'll be more than that. And then it comes down each one. So the farther back you are, you see everybody else in ecstasy, that makes you more in ecstasy.
Yeah.
So this thing is, no, unless I, you know, elbow my way to the front, then, you know, then that's why this whole thing of everybody, whatever I want to do, push everybody out, it has nothing to do with what they do in the spiritual world. You get there, no one will want to deal with you. You know, we're thinking, no, but this is what I want to do. And so what? No one else wants you around. Who wants to bring someone into an act, a pastime, where they won't do what they should, they'll do what they like to? Right? One is fanning Radha and Krishna, pulling on the rope, like that, seeing all that. Right? Because Lalita's gone off to arrange the rasa dance, right, on the beach of the Jamuna, right? So that takes some arrangement. You don't just walk out there straight. You have to, you know, sweep it, get everything, get the instruments. It takes some arrangement, right? So then one's fanning Radha and Krishna. Rupa then comes and says, leave the fan, go pick flowers, right? Okay, so in the spiritual world, you leave the fan, go pick flowers. In the material world, why? I like this, I want to do this, why I can't do this? Oh, because you want to do it, so you're just so dull, you know, you want to get rid of me so you can. Right? That's why all this modern nonsense has zero to do with Krishna consciousness or any value at all. People are taking, no, this has great value, and has no value. The simple points that are given in Bhagavad Gita, these are what goes on in the spiritual world. But Gita is written and in a way that for basics we can understand it. Chaitanya Charitamrita is written for the advanced understanding of the same thing. Right? Does that make sense? Now, why does he say to leave? Because Radharani, because Lalita is an equal, no? She's a Shakya, so she's an equal. So therefore, equals harass each other. Right? That's friendship. You harass, right? So now, the whole point is Radharani's with Krishna, but Lalita hasn't seen that. She's gone off to arrange for the rasa dance. Right? Now she's going to come back. So when she comes back, Radharani will be redecorated as if she hasn't been with Krishna. So then she'll come back ready to say all kinds of nice juicy harassment, and she can't say it. So then who wins? Radharani. Right? And then who gets to snigger in the background, but so that it's not seen by Lalita? Right? All of her assistants. You understand? So that's the way it works. This is what it is. You do what you're supposed to do. It works. Right? Someone else is leading the kirtan for the rasa dance. It's not that suddenly you stand up and because you just were inspired and then you start singing. You know what I'm saying? Would that work very well, you know?
Even
you. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got, there it is, you know, how you say? Jesus stands up to sing his lead song and that, and suddenly Judas has an inspiration. He starts singing the song. People would think, that's weird. Yeah, they wouldn't wait for him to kill himself. They would kill him. Yeah, somebody got a rope. This guy keeps doing this.
Once is enough.
You understand? So that's the whole point, is everybody has their duties, you stick to them. So all this thing of the regulation, people's duty, no, but why are we restricted like that? And then, so, because you can say like this, okay, now, let us say Mother Jashoda. How would the cowherd boys feel if Mother Jashoda decided to come out into the field with them? Right? They can't play. They can't. Oh, quit being so rough and don't run around. Give Madhu Mangal his lunch back. You know, like that. You know, this. You know, is that going to be fun? No. So that's why she stays in Vrindavan. You know, in Nandagaon, and doesn't come out into the pasturing ground. She may feel she wants to be with Krishna, but she doesn't do it. So that's the whole thing. Now, on this, can we say, is Mother Yashoda her body or not?
Yes.
Yes. So that's the whole point. We're not this body because it's something separate from us. But the principle in the spiritual world, you act according to the particular form you have because that form matches your mood. Right? Here, we have a particular form that we have. So, as by rasa, the activity we want to do and the activity that we actually have the form and nature and ability for may be different. So we have to work according to the actual principle of rasa and what's the ashray. This form is the ashray of what qualities? And therefore, what's the situation that applies? So that's following in the footsteps of the spontaneous devotees of Braj. I have this particular body, it has this particular nature and abilities, I apply it in that way. That's following in the footsteps of the Brajvasis. This thing is, no, I do whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want, and that's spontaneous. Yes, it's called spontaneous, but it's called vikarma, which means the activities of the animals. So in other words, that's the demoniac line. Right? Does that make sense?
The same entity can be ashraya as well as vishraya. The same entity can be in one situation work as an ashraya and another situation work as a vishraya.
Yes, yeah. but it has to match. Just like parent, okay, is the ashraya of parental rasa, taking care of the child, right? What if the parent is seriously sick? Then the child becomes the shelter of the ashray of parental rasa and takes care of the parent. So it depends on the situation. But the point is, Shastra defines. So that's what we're saying, is that it's all based on Shastra. The acharyas, they give us, you know, as we were reading, the acharyas, they work out what it is we should do and how we should do it. That's the important thing. So it's not that we make it up because, let's say, it's the modern thing, the latest thing trending, you know, in news on the internet is a particular, you know, thing that is not in line with the what we've been given by our acharyas. So then we'll take, oh no, but you know, we should be able to do this or that because this is the modern way of thinking. All it is we have a non-devotional mentality and we're looking for any excuse to find a way to not follow the Shastra. Otherwise, that a bunch of, you know, karmis think like this, why should we care? You know what I'm saying? Why should we care? So that's the whole thing, is that just because the karmis think like this, like I came across a thing on, you've heard of peta? Not the thing that you eat. It's a group that's an international group that's about animal rights.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was looking on that about vegan. So their concept of vegan is, you know, cow's milk is for calves, it's not for humans. It's not about well taken care of cows. Contented cows, then their milk is what humans should be drinking, and if they're not, you know, they're just being dealt with in a more economic, you know, practical way it's not considering their needs, that's bad. But if they're taken care of nicely, then that's good. No. Dealing with cows getting milk from them is bad. So as far as they're concerned, there is no such thing as protected cows and giving milk to humans. It means cows are taken care of, but then if you look at it, it means where's the position of cows in the ecosystem? Are there wild cows out there? No, all cows are domestic cows. They've always been, that's the way Krishna created it. So they don't understand this. So, okay, we give up that and that, but then where do the cows go? The cows just go out there and move around in the Amazon, or what? You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole point, is that there is no such thing. So then, what does that mean? The cow has become a non-existent part of human culture. And this mood is being followed by devotees because it's contemporary, it's in the news. Therefore, we have probably more vegan restaurants than we have vegetarian. And even you can go to our ISKCON vegetarian, vegan restaurants and all that, and if you're eating something vegetarian, sometimes devotees will get on your case. So, all it is the karma mentality of that. They don't care about cows. So that's what I'm saying. It's in the news. It's the thing. But what has it got to do with Krishna consciousness? You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing. It's that whatever issue is taken that they've gotten from the karmis, of what value does it have for us? Because the point is in the spiritual world, it's not about issues. It's about everybody doing their particular service to please Krishna. So since it's about doing your service to please Krishna, then we should understand, what's my service? How do you define what's my service? You can say, well, I'm the soul, I can do everything. You know, anything. But the point is in the spiritual world, you'll have, according to your particular love, a particular form that therefore does specific service. So therefore, since it's about specific service, why don't we get used to that fact? Rather than the impersonal, that's personal. Impersonal is, I'm the soul, I can do anything. That's impersonal. But we're taking it that, no, because I can do anything, that's personal, and that I'm restricted, that's not about me as a person, that's impersonal. So what would cause this reverse of reality other than the mode of ignorance? Because if one's in the material world, the predominant mode is ignorance. It means we talk goodness, passion, ignorance. Predominant mode is ignorance, because they don't know the relationship with Krishna. Then within ignorance, then you can say there's, you know, goodness, ignorance, passion, ignorance, ignorance. You know, and like that we keep combining. But the overall is ignorance. So we're trying to remove that ignorance by the real point, is that we're the soul, we're servant. We're servant of the servant. So what's the problem if we're servant? But no, we want to be the Lord. So that's the difficulty. So therefore, all mundane issues have value to us because we want to be the controller and enjoyer. Who has brought up these issues? Those who want to be the controller and enjoyer. So it's just the new way of being the controller and enjoyer. Right? Remember, I'm walking down the street. I have long hair. Right? The guys drive by on the construction truck, right? They all got, the short hair. Like that. And so then they're all, look at the girl, it's this, right? Then, a few of these, they become a devotee, right? Come to India, this and that, spend some time. After many years, then went back to America, walking down the street. Now I have the short hair, right? Then the construction truck goes by. Who's on the truck? All the construction workers. What do they have? Long hair. Like that. And then they're all pointing at me with the bald head. Yeah, look at the bald head. That's the modern. It's all about who's in control. Who's enjoying. That's all. It has nothing to do with actually the issue that they care about these people. They don't. It's just a way that they can be in control. You know what I'm saying? In other words, vegan is the thing, but what happens? Vegan becomes the standard. Then to not be vegan would be the uniqueness, because everybody's vegan. So then you have to come up with that. Have you ever noticed everything that's there, it's established. No, this is the new thing, this is the fact, this is everyone's talking about it, it's on all the talk shows, it's in all the news, it's on, you start seeing it, represented in the stores. Everything like that. And then after some years, then someone will come up with things, oh, this is bogus and has nothing to do with any. It doesn't actually do anything for you. So then that's the new thing. Then they go into that, and then everything. So every so many years, whatever was the standard is thrown out. In science, and it's based on, science, but that changes every few years. So therefore, fashion, whatever you were wearing, depending upon your circle, at maximum like 2 years, then it's out of fashion. Some it's 6 months, some it's even quicker cycle than that. You understand? So all it is about control and enjoy. So we can't use these as the things. So what is all this about? What we're saying is all these fundaments that are given in Gita, These are what's followed in the spiritual world. There they do it out of that natural love for Krishna. Here we're being given it so that we can learn how to do it for Krishna. We don't know. So that's the whole point. So otherwise, how would we know? So unless we use Shastra, we wouldn't have a clue. So that's why then we use it. And then all this thing is, no, I'm the one that's advanced because I see beyond. Yes, you see beyond into impersonalism. And so since when is that advanced? Because if you actually are an impersonalist, then you don't care about social, so therefore you don't care that it's on the side. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry to say this, but there are, like, I've heard classes of senior devotees saying about that verse that, give up all religion, like, give up
Dharma. Yeah, give up all religion.
I know, but they're not explaining it right.
It's not well understood, because the point is Prahlad Maharaj gives there's so many, but 12 the main religions that are given in the Vedic system. Right? And in 7th canto, and he says that those being done not for Krishna are still a waste of time. Because they're the nicest way you could be in the material world. Right? In other words, it's the best quality, lowest security, highest facility prison in the world. That's what we're talking about. But it's still a prison. That's his point. So giving that up means then we're doing them for Krishna. So in other words, why am I doing that? Why am I being austere? Or why am I studying so much? In other words, somebody who can't read or can't study, why would they be studying? Right? They wouldn't. Right? But someone who can, means before they join they're studying, after they join they can study. So why are they studying? Why did they pick that religion? Because it matches their conditioning. So, that's the point. They can do that for Krishna. Someone's very simple or minimalistic or like this, like that. So, very self-sacrificed. So they can do the austerities very easy. So all these different things are given in the Shastras so that we can engage our conditioning in the Lord's service. But if we only see that aspect of I like doing this because it matches my nature and not that it pleases Krishna, then that means we're following the Dharma, which is good, but we haven't actually come to the standard. Does that make sense? So that's what we're trying to get to, is that I'm doing whatever I'm doing to please Krishna. That doesn't mean you stop doing the activity. It means give up that religion because of what it gains.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. I study, I have that scholarly thing, then people will comment how much of a scholar, we'll get to do the classes, we'll be respected in that way. Give that up. It's just that you can study, so study for Krishna. Use that knowledge to discuss about Krishna, understand about Krishna. That's the meaning of Sarvadharma. Okay. Yeah, so it's just a matter of going farther. It's not that something's removed. What's removed is consciousness. As we see the theme in this whole discussion has been, it's the change of the consciousness that actually, we take it as the change in the name and form. It's not, it's a change in the consciousness. So that's there because names and forms come from the Lord, not us. We're thinking we make the name and form. But no, Krishna makes. And then depending upon our consciousness, then we'll take a part in it. You know, either vikarma on anamoy, akarma on, pranamoy, means we don't do the duties we should. We're not doing sinful, but we're not doing what we should do. Then dharma, then on mana, well, then we start that we're doing what we should do. But now, why are you doing it? For artakama, like this? Or are we doing it for moksha? Or are we doing it for bhakti? So dharma is the situation of human life. And those human activities, because Krishna follows all those activities of dharma, all his associates follow them. That's the position. Right? So that's what we're talking about here. Is that? Okay.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.